Time is getting shorter and shorter every day for the administration and other interested parties to secure congressional approval for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Many stakeholder groups wanted to see the agreement passed in the U.S. before Congress takes its summer recess in July, but there have been indications that it might have to wait until the lame duck session. Proponents of the agreement can also look ahead to the November presidential election, and many of the candidates for the Oval Office have spoken against TPP and trade more generally. Ambassador Michael Froman, who currently serves as the U.S. Trade Representative, says the mix of pro-trade officials currently in leadership positions bodes well for the agreement.
It is certainly the case now that you've got a president, a majority leader, a speaker of the House who are all pro-trade, who have all been involved in shepherding this agreement through the negotiation. We're all involved in getting trade promotion authority done last year. That creates a window of opportunity here to get that done. We're working very closely with the leadership of the House and Senate, with the leadership of the relevant committees to make sure the agreement is ready to go, that we've resolved outstanding issues, that the legislation is drafted appropriately, that we've got Congress's input whenever the window during this period of time opens up and that they're ready to move it forward.
President Barack Obama and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan have had good things to say about TPP, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said publicly that consideration would have to wait until this fall's lame duck session. In the meantime, Froman says other countries have expressed interest in joining TPP, but the original 12 countries are simply focused on enacting the agreement at this point.
We've been approached by a number of countries about potentially joining TPP. We've made clear to them that our priority, and I think the priority of the other 11 countries as well, right now is to secure ratification among the 12 of us and to focus on the necessary steps to implement the agreement in the other countries. But we take note of their interest and we'll continue to have conversations with them to educate them about what's in TPP, to answer their questions about it. But right now our focus is on getting it ratified and fully implemented.
Of note, Froman said that of the countries that have expressed interest in joining TPP, China is not one of them. Froman says, among other reasons, TPP is important to American agriculture and the protein sector in particular because of the changing economic conditions across the Pacific.
This is a region that is going to have 3.2 billion middle-class consumers by 2030. And the first thing the middle-class consumers want is more protein, higher quality food, more nutrition in their diet. And that means products grown, raised here in the United States. It's a made in America, grown in America, raised in America is a great brand in this region. It's what consumers want.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.